like a great starship, reaching out into the universe and worlds unknown. Ladies and gentlemen, the James Whale Radio Show. Right, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. Here we are. This is, of course, my own radio show that is broadcast from my... Actually, this is broadcast from my own cabin in the woods, actually. Hidden away, because, you know, I've become slightly a recluse, as people know.
You're too famous now. You have to hide.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is that possibility, you know. Aligning ourselves with Donald Trump and Nigel Farage, of course, although not agreeing with all their policies.
Okay.
Which makes actually me probably the ideal candidate to rule the world.
I thought you were going to say target then, but yeah, okay.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's a very good point. The latest with Nigel, we're going to talk about Nigel becoming a lord a little later on. Lord Farage, I think it's a very good idea. I had a little chat with him the other day because... as you probably saw, we made the papers after him and I having a little chat on my new show. Did I tell you we've got a new radio show on the fabulous new talk radio?
You're right. I don't think you have mentioned it.
When are we going to get an app for this?
We have an app for this.
Do we?
Well, all right. I have an app for this.
I don't know about such a thing.
I showed you about a year ago.
Yeah, I know you showed it to me, but you said, here, I'm developing this, and when we've got it done, it'll be great.
It's sort of done, but I've got to pay the £80 fee to Apple.
Why?
To get it listed.
But I always go on about how wonderful Apple are. Without my Apple Mac, without my Apple phone, without my iPad, without all my Apple technology, we wouldn't be able to bring this program to you.
That is true, but in Tech Talk later, it might be going to a different company.
What, this program?
Yeah.
Well, I might have to get a new phone.
Yeah.
All right, I'll leave that. That'll be interesting. Okay, well, we'll see where we go with that. Anyway, so I made the papers this week. I don't know if anybody noticed from my talk radio show when... I was having a chat. Well, it was last week, wasn't it? Really?
It was last week, yeah, the middle of last week.
Yeah, I was at... Yeah, it depends when you listen to this show, really. And I was just having a chat with Nigel and suggesting that he in some way instigates good relationships between our Prime Minister and Donald Trump. And he laughingly says, I'll make sure that he behaves appropriately. I'll be like the appropriate adult. And I had a slight fit of the giggles. It got some people very upset.
I thought it was his comment about Barack Obama that got him in the paper.
Well, he did, but he referred to Barack Obama as that creature, didn't he? But that's how Nigel, you know, it's got no racial connotations at all. He talks about, you know, I might refer to that, oh, that thing on X Factor as a creature.
Honey,
Yeah, oh, no, just the creature. Let's just refer to as the creature.
Okay.
All right?
All right, the creature.
Yeah. That was an exciting week, anyway. So we'll talk about Farage and his possible knighthood. I actually think Nigel and the Duke of Edinburgh will get on really well together.
I'm sure they would. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I've sidetracked myself again as normal, haven't I?
Just a little. Yeah, we have got a script.
Yeah, we were talking about the app. What's happening with the app?
Well, it's on my phone, and I just need to pay Apple the £80 fee, and then they'll vet it and make sure it's appropriate for the App Store, and then it'll get listed and it'll be available to download.
Oh, right, okay. Well, and then to conclude, of course, you want to listen to my new radio show on Talk Radio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't do Friday because... I don't do Friday because, you know, I'm taking it easy at the moment. I have a day off on Friday. George Galloway does the show. Gorgeous George. What?
Gorgeous George.
Gorgeous George, that's what they call him, Gorgeous George Galloway. And then I got the Saturday morning show on the BBC.
You're still there then?
I'm not sure. They wanted to have a meeting next week, so we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, I'm there every Saturday morning, or broadcast from BBC Southeast. You can get that on the TuneIn app. 10 o'clock every Saturday morning until 2 in the afternoon.
You're everywhere, really, aren't you?
I'm everywhere and nowhere, baby. What song did that come from?
I don't know.
All right. You may hear my dog barking in the background because there's been a cat actually attacking our garden.
Attacking your garden?
Mm-mm. Did you hear that? It was a tweet coming in.
Yes. Who's it from?
Yeah. The potting shed.
So you mentioned garden and then the potting shed tweets you.
Yeah, I know. So if you suddenly hear some hysterical barking in the background, Daisy is trying to sort the cat out. Which leads me nicely on to talk about the RSPCA. There is now a move to strip the RSPCA of power to prosecute. MPs say they don't think the RSPCA should be doing that. They shouldn't be taking people to court for maltreating animals. Actually, I agree. I think they should hang them instead. But apparently that's a little over the top. Interestingly enough, the other night I spoke to the boss of the RSPCA because they just found a boat coming from Ireland and it docked in Wales. I hate to tell you this.
Holyhead?
Somewhere, I don't know where it was, but it had just a few days ago this happened. And it had something like 100 puppies stowed away on this boat.
I take it from a puppy farm then.
From a puppy farm in Ireland going to and unfortunately Ireland and Wales are the two centres of puppy farming at the moment. And quite frankly, I'd take the people out and flog them. I'm sorry to say this, and I'm sorry to be so vile, but the treatment of dogs, and okay, I'm a dog person, and people will say, well, why do you worry about it? Well, there's lots of, I like dogs. I worry about dogs. And in many cases, I prefer them to humans. And if you don't like it, tough. And if you want to take, if you want to take umbrage with me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com is my email. Just email me. Tell me your thoughts. We'll use them on the program. If, in fact, you have a coherent argument as to why people who mistreat animals ought not to be flogged to within an inch of their lives and treated the same way that they have treated animals, then if you have a coherent argument about it, I would like to hear your side of it. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. That's all you have to do. Get in touch. So this boat has been stopped. The puppies have been rescued by the RSPCA. The RSPCA have sent them back to Ireland, and the RSPCA in Ireland will rehome the dogs. I was a bit upset because they had some Bichons in these puppies, and I thought I might give some of them a home if I could. But the RSPCA quite rightly said if they came into this country, they would then have the puppies. They would then have to go into a six-month quarantine period.
That's strange.
So, yeah, from Republic of Ireland any other part of the European, any other part of Britain. Yeah,
yeah.
It is stupid when if it came from Northern Ireland, there would not be the need to do it. I don't think.
No, they wouldn't. That's why I thought it was a bit strange. Yeah,
yeah. Do you know what I think we should do? I think you and I, seeing you live in Wales, I think we should go on a hunting campaign to find the people who run the puppy farms.
Yeah, if it's coming in via, I would imagine it was coming in via Holyhead, I would imagine.
Yeah, but that's from the ones in Ireland. There are puppy farms situated and hidden away in the middle of Wales.
Yeah, I'm more North Wales, but I'm quite happy to travel.
Yeah, well, we don't know that they're not in and around, there's some fairly wild country. From North Wales down to South Wales in the middle there.
We could have some archery accidents, couldn't we?
No, that would be very naughty, and I don't think you should even suggest that. We would take these people in to the police and let the police deal with them. Well, there lies another tale. Because you can't get people dealt with severely enough, in my view, for animal abuse in this country. You just can't.
It should be treated as animals the same as humans, I think.
Yeah, Well, I mean, people say, well, they're not, are they? But we do treat animals in an appalling way. I mean, I'm not a vegetarian. Maybe I should be. I saw a horrific documentary about trawlermen and how they treat. I mean, and people say, well, fish, they don't feel anything. Well, that's not true. And they sort of gut and fillet the fish while the poor things are alive. We are beings that are supposed to eat. We are omnivores. But there is no reason why we can't treat things with as much respect and with as much kindness, even if we're killing them, surely. I mean, there are many animals that you wouldn't see now. You wouldn't see the domesticated farm animals if we didn't eat them or drink their milk. They wouldn't exist, maybe except in zoos. And I don't know. I find it difficult. Why haven't we? Surely we've arrived at a stage where we could genetically engineer meat without a living thing having to suffer.
I think we're in the process of doing that, though, aren't we?
Well, I hope so. Because why do we need these magnificent animals? But I do enjoy eating. I don't eat as much meat as some people. I don't eat meat every day. You don't need as much meat as we eat. We over farm it. Why can't it, from a few cells taken from an animal, and then why can't you genetically engineer some of the flesh?
I think we're doing that, especially with 3D printing technology. I think we're getting
what there. You could 3D print a bit of meat.
Yes, you can. Yes.
What do you put into the printer? I don't want.
I'm not 100% sure what you put in, but they can 3D print replacement parts for humans, like ears and nose bone and stuff. So yeah. It's the same process.
All right. Anyway, going back to the original point, MPs wanting to strip the RSPCA of power to prosecute. Here's some of your thoughts. Quite interesting as well. Jane Hayes. Hello, Jane. She says, stop giving the RSPCA money and give it to independent rescue organisations. It would reduce the number of animals being put to sleep. Also, a public investigation needs to be held into the use of donations to the RSPCA. A lot of people feel the RSPCA isn't doing a great job. And I actually put this on the radio the other night to one of the heads of the RSPCA. And he accepted that, you know, there were things that they had to do differently. But they are, in effect, the only police force for animals. Now, I reckon that people should be giving perhaps a lot more money to individual and independent animal rescue centres. There are some great ones. I personally support All Dogs Matter, which is a small one in London. And I think if we all supported independent rescue organisations, Daisy May came from All Dogs Matter. And every time I go round, I go to Battersea quite often. There's Battersea in London, Battersea in Kent, Battersea in Berkshire. There are I'll pop in there and you put some money in the tin. I think it's a very good thing for all people to do. But, you know, I think you must check that some of these rescue centres are not the most well-run organisations, and you must check what they're doing. Not everybody, even though well-meaning, is doing a great job. And I think that has to be investigated as well, don't you?
Totally agree.
Gene Matheson says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That said, a few of their officers do seem to think that they are RoboCop and a bit too big for their boots. Ultimately, though, they do a good job and ought to be left to get on with it. Yeah, well, you put a uniform on lots of people and some people do get carried away with it. Bob Atkins says the RSPCA and politicians as bad as each other. Really, Bob? Phone the RSPCA for help trying to rescue a hedgehog down a drain. They were more concerned about who I was and seemingly ways of contacting me for donations. Saying that, this is likely to be a shot across the bows due to the RSPCA supporting the fight against fox hunting. Well, what is wrong with the RSPCA supporting the fight against fox hunting, Bob? Surely you would agree with that. Hunting of foxes is totally unnecessary. You know, Mrs. W used to ride to the hunt. It doesn't have to be against an animal. You can ride to a drag hunt. I think if actually people had to witness what happened to the fox and they'll say, oh, well, it's not really hurt and it gets killed very quickly. Doesn't at all. Some people would say, though, foxes are now needing to be controlled because you see them everywhere. I don't know what the answer is, but I think a lot of people want to see fox hunting for all the wrong reasons. And fox hunting does lead. By the way, while I'm on one, I might as well really get stuck into some people. You know, there are on the periphery of fox hunting some pretty horrible people. The people who send terriers down the holes to flush out the fox when it's reached ground, and then they go on to do other. You know, not everybody's bad involved in it. Yeah, I know. But having fun at the expense of another living thing. Yeah, I know. I shoot bows and arrows, and I wouldn't want to go and kill anything ever. And it's illegal, by the way, to use a bow and arrow or crossbow in this country for the purposes of anything other than shooting at targets. Bear that in mind. But I actually think that if we took all school children on a trip to an abattoir, they might think a little more seriously about where their dinners came from. I find it really annoying as well when parents complain, as they did on a show I did some years ago, about a butcher who was hanging whole rabbits in his window because it offended little Jilly and little Johnny as they went to school. Well, the reality of life, I don't think if you're going to school, you're too young to be taught about the reality of life. I really don't. Any views?
No, I'm agreeing with everything. I don't want to chirp in too much, obviously.
Oh, right, OK. Right, Karen Bowman says it's OK for a person to starve or abuse an animal, and the RSPCA can do diddly squat about it. Of course, the RSPCA need to keep their powers to prosecute animal abusers. MPs should be concentrating on other issues and leave the RSPCA to do their job as they have been doing for years. Clearly, MPs don't have enough to keep them occupied. Karen Bowen, you are absolutely, in my view, right. Shelley Bell-Jones agrees as well. They're a charity that have a horrendous history of disregarding abuse, and they kill more shelter animals than any other rescue. Why should this charity have any more legal clout than the others? Shelley Bell-Jones. I think that's how you pronounce your name. You know, you can't keep every animal alive if nobody wants to look after it. The Dogs Trust do an excellent job. I'm a big supporter of the Dogs Trust. The RSPCA is a slightly different organisation. And I think, you know, it maybe take away from the RSPCA the homes they run and everything else. But, you know, if an animal is being mistreated and terribly, terribly abused, and nobody wants to look after the animal, the kindest thing, surely, is that you can put it down so it doesn't suffer anymore. I wish we could put people down who were suffering sometimes. I would like to put myself down when I get to a situation. And, you know, in this country, you can't, can you?
Not at the
moment. I remember
my
grandmother begging me to try and get somebody to alleviate the suffering at the end of her life. It's a different discussion, I know, but it's one that needs to be had. Yeah, you know, there are lots of people who look after animals, but there are too many people listening now who say, well, I don't want an animal from a home because you never know what you're getting. Well, it's up to you to make sure that the animal has a great life. And most animals forgive human beings for the badness that they have had to suffer. You shouldn't be able to buy an animal. We should have a moratorium or whatever they call them on selling animals until all those badly treated animals have been rescued. You know, people buy an animal because it's a fashion accessory. People buy an animal because they think their kids would like it. We're coming up to Christmas. Don't get the kids an animal. Oh, it'll teach them respect. No, it won't. Why would it teach them respect? They get bored with it and you'll have to look after it. I think getting a kid an animal is the worst thing possible, as you've probably found out, Robbo.
It's very, very hard work.
Yeah, you spend most of the time looking after the dog.
Yeah, well, my wife does, because obviously I'm at work all day. But we can't go anywhere, we can't do anything, because, you know, the dog comes first.
Yeah, and it has to.
Yeah.
And as much as I'd like to have your dog, you still won't send it to me.
Maybe you can dog sit for me if I do go away.
Yeah, no. You chose to have a dog, you look after it.
Well, there you go, see.
And it's also expensive. Every time you take the dog to the vet, at least 50 quid.
And the groomers.
So if your dog has to go to the groomers and the groomers, it is an expensive situation. And don't buy one for your children. They won't look after it. They won't take it for walks. They might say they will. Oh, can I please have a dog, Daddy? Can I please have a puppy? Please, please. No, you can't. When you get to an adult, and then if you want an animal, you can have one. End of.
It's my wife's best friend.
Yeah. Well, that's good, you see. That's good. And Daisy May and poor old Shaggy, who's 13 and not altogether with it now, bless his cotton socks, we wouldn't be without any of them. But it is a full-time commitment because you can't just sort of say, I fancy going away for the weekend. We'll just put some food in the bowl for the dog and fill up the water and it'll be fine for a couple of days. No, it won't. Would you leave your children on their own? I find it amazing how some people are. Really do find it amazing how some people are. And no, don't go on the internet and get a dog from the internet, because the chances are there'll be some con person who'll sell you the dog, will tell you everything, will even have papers for the dog. It's a big con. Don't buy anything that's advertised over the net. Am I right?
That's true of all things, to be fair, but dogs more so.
Hmm. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Shall we have a bit of music? Because I'm getting quite stressed about this.
Yeah, we can have a bit of music.
Safe to say there were loads and loads of people, some for, some against the RSPCA. But basically, I think the RSPCA have got to continue to be able to prosecute people who actually mistreat animals. And as long as we keep an eye on it. I'm always amazed. This one here said, David Hoy says, no, who is this twit of an MP? They do a good job, always have, always will. MPs, please keep your noses out of it. If left to the government, it would just fall apart. And Paula Morgan says, don't give the RSPCA any more powers. And Gary Beach says, RSPCA, all they think about is lining their own pockets. If it doesn't bring high revenue in, they're not interested. That's a fact. Money-making racket, and their salaries are outrageous. Are they, Gary? Have you been turned down? Is that probably it? I don't know that the salaries of the people in the RSPCA are any more or any less than any other charity. But I think until you can suggest, and people like Gary, suggest an alternative. Because we have become a nation of animal abusers. And to be honest, I think it's about time that people who treated animals badly actually got what they deserved. Got any thoughts? Get in touch. Facebook, Twitter. Email me, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Here's some music.
Working on my grind, sometimes, and my worries are waving with the wind. And I don't mind if I feel blue, and I'm staring at the moon, and the stars are staring at me with a grin. Check my face, I think I'm going under. Oh, now I'm drowning in a blunder. I don't like the way I feel tonight. Check my face, I think I'm going under. Oh, now I'm drowning in a blunder. I don't like the way I feel tonight. Hey, my breath is fogging up. The glass, my eyes are wide, but I can't say what's going on. Hey, my breath is fogging up. The glass, my eyes are wide, but I can't say what's going on. Yeah.
There we are. That's Fox Tracks, quite appropriately, and a track, Fox Tracks, and a track called Underwater. Bit of rocky music for you there. Robbo, talking about music, my friend.
Yes.
I'd like to know, and I'd like to publicly humiliate and discriminate against those people who are voting for that creature on the X Factor.
The creature G.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just not a joke anymore, I don't think. And it's not entertaining. Everybody says, oh, well, you've always got to have somebody like that. They always have something like that. It's entertaining. I don't think it is. She doesn't even make a pretense at singing.
So you want me to stop voting then?
Well, yeah, is it? Yes, I thought it might be you. Yes, I do.
Well, I like to be a bit of a rebel, you know. yeah, okay, I'll stop voting.
Yeah, well, I think you should, because otherwise there's going to be trouble.
Okay, I thought the rendition of Jump that she did a few weeks ago was quite good.
Did you?
Hmm.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
The woman's a nightmare. She's taking the mick out of a genre of music I quite like, which is proper rap music done by kids out on the street because they want to try and express what they're going through and what they're doing, not by some fat middle-aged person of unknown. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, to be honest. I've no idea. Moves like a man. I have no idea, but I am really sick of it. In fact, I'm not watching The X Factor anymore.
I know, I must admit, we have it on in the background. We don't watch it. It's on in the background. And a lot, to be fair, a lot of them are drivel this year.
Well, no, I actually think the three lads in the band, Five After Midnight or something, isn't it? And there's one guy who's got an incredible voice, and there's the girl from, is it from Finland?
Yes, I think she's the better out of all of
them. Yeah, I think she's fabulous. I absolutely think she's fabulous. So there are some really good talents, which I think we will see more of. But, you know, the creature has got to be, it's just not funny. And every time, you see it last week as well as the week before, every time she gets voted in, there are huge boos.
That's part of the entertainment, isn't it? Oh,
I thought you didn't watch it. I thought it was only on in the background.
It is on in the background.
No, for me, it's not part of the entertainment, right?
It's an entertainment show. It's not a music show.
It's not. It's a show to discover new musical talent. It's difficult if you have to get new musical talent out there. It's a very difficult business. Lots of people are quite good. Getting out and getting heard is difficult. The entertainment lies in what Simon Cowell says. That's the entertainment value. Or whether or not, Osborne has fallen asleep again.
The Voice is the real music challenge show. The X Factor. It's not. It used to be called. It used to be Pop Idol, and that used to be more music. This is the X Factor. This is more about the characters.
You've got Britain's Got Talent, another similar thing. Britain's Got Talent, where you can have things like that on, but not on the X Factor.
Okay. I'll change my opinion then.
No, you don't have to change your opinion just because you're wrong.
Well, it's costing me a fortune anyway to keep voting for her.
Well, I wouldn't keep voting for her. I want it off. When it goes off, I'll go back to watching it. Right, shall we do tech talk?
Yeah, we can do tech talk.
I mean, you don't have to do it, but, you know, it might be useful for people listening to the programme if there is any news in the tech world.
Well, this week we have a new device from Samsung. I think they might be redeeming themselves with this one.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you know they make them explosive phones.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're making... well, they've already made some before, but this particular one, I'm going to get one myself. This is the new...
What?
This is the new Samsung Watch.
What? We just got Mrs. W an Apple Watch.
Oh, that's old technology now.
Really?
Yeah, the new Samsung Watch. Oh, it's a lovely thing. A piece of
What's
beauty.
What's so good about it?
Well, for a start, it's got a round face, so the screen is completely round. That's the first time I've ever seen a round-faced screen.
Well, that seems a stupid idea, but go on.
The dial, you know the bit on the diver's watches that nobody ever knows what it does? Well, when you do that, that's like a wheel that you can spin round, and it flicks you for all the different apps. It's got all the features that the Apple Watch has, like you can use it as a phone, it's got a camera, it's got Wi-Fi in it. You can pay with it. You can also pay with it, even though they don't take, you know, Apple Pay and where you waft it. Well, the Samsung one has technology in it that emulates the card swiping, so old terminals can take payment from your watch as well. So that's quite good.
Well, that'll be in the Apple Watch next time round. I mean, do you really think you should be changing your allegiance after they've been so good to us at Apple?
You can fit standard watch straps as well, so you don't have to pay £4,000 for a strap.
Well, I didn't pay £4,000 for a strap. I don't know why anybody would.
Well, the Apple Watch ranges from about £300 to £12,000, depending on what it's made of and what strap you buy.
Does it?
Yep.
Well, don't tell her that. She'll think I got her a cheap old one.
The Samsung one, you can fit standard watch straps, so the watch only costs £350, and it comes in two flavours. One that looks like a sportsman's watch, and one that looks like a quite nice polished metal watch. And it's very nice. Check it out on YouTube. Just to have a look at the demos of the Samsung Gear S3. You'll be very impressed.
All right. Apologies to Apple for all that twaddle that my colleague just spoke there, but there we are. Right. Is that it then, as far as tech talk is concerned?
It is.
What about movies? Any movies you've been to see?
No movies. I haven't been to the cinema for a while now, which is strange for me.
A week?
A week, yeah. I'm going to do a marathon run at the weekend of films.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'm not going to run a marathon, obviously. Is that the right sort of terminology to say?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, maybe. Okay. Maybe.
The new Harry Potter film is out this weekend, but it doesn't have Harry Potter in it.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, that looks very good. I'm going to see that in IMAX.
I've seen that on the side of buses. I couldn't work out what it was, and then I realised it's a movie, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I thought, oh, look, there's a new zoo's open.
It's basically a prequel to Harry Potter.
And was it written by...
Yeah, the rich woman, yeah.
Yeah. And I think she'd give up now, wouldn't she, really? She's made her money.
Wow, it's just a cash cow, isn't it? Just money sort of streams in, doesn't it? And I'm going to give you 1 month's notice about the new Star Wars Rogue film that's going to come out in December.
What's that all about?
It's have you seen the film Platoon?
Yeah.
It's basically that.
But Star Wars version of Platoon, that'll be interesting.
It's a war film, yeah. It's going to be very good. And it's even got Darth Vader in it.
Has it?
Mm. Do you need to clear your throat? So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that was my impersonation of Darth Vader. Yeah.
So you'll be able to book soon. In the next few days, I imagine the tickets will be available.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you go and see it, and then you can get it for me on Blu-ray or DVD or whatever else it is.
I thought I was taking you out on a date.
Oh, right, yes, okay. Well, you can do that if you want. Quick reminder, of course, Christmas is coming. Don't forget the shop on our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Pop in the shop. We've got T-shirts and baseball caps. A very fine book called Almost a Celebrity, which should be updated sometime. So get the old one, and then if I ever get around to writing a new one, you'll be able to say you've got the collection.
Yeah, because you'll want to be a limited edition soon.
Yeah, will be. Yeah, so get it quick. Still got some in the shop. Pop in and have a look. Right, we were going to talk a bit. We're going to talk a bit about Nigel Farage, Lord Farage, because I reckon that that's probably the way forward. for Nigel to get into a position to help the government out of the hole that they seem to find themselves in.
Yeah, they won't confirm or deny the post.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So asked on Facebook, what do you think about it? Lord Farage, good idea, bad idea? Trev says, yes, the only person with a backbone in politics, sod the PC brigade. Let's put the great back into Britain, oh dear. I think, TC, Trev, you're the sort we're trying to get away from. You know, we're trying to get more sensible people, all right? You know, now, we need to be part of Europe, but not owned by Europe. Isn't that the way Nigel puts it?
I think that's the way he says it, yes.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, I, of course, voted to remain because I thought we would be able to change the European bureaucracy better from within. But it seems that those people who now work within the European Parliament, who always work there, are not likely to change their minds. So they seem to be hell-bent on becoming a dictatorship, if they are not already. But I don't believe in all this bollocks that you hear. Oh, I do apologise. Stephen Bounder was on my radio show on Talk Radio the other day, who used that particular Anglo-Saxon word twice.
What's wrong with bollocks?
Well, it's not something you want to hear on the radio all the time. Anyway, moving on. Where was I with this? I've forgotten where I was going now with this. Yeah, so you see, they didn't want to change in Europe. And so now I think perhaps people who voted out probably did the right thing, because it looks like France, Germany, Italy all want out of the European Union if the European Union doesn't reform itself and stop behaving in such a way that it seems to waste enormous amounts of money. It seems to be completely undemocratic in many of the ways that it works. And of course, the commissioners are all unelected. So maybe we've got to change it from without. Anyway, your thoughts on Lord Farage? Here's one from Jonathan Fox. He says, please, no, 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 no. We need to stop giving this vile man, who is most definitely a racist and so much publicity. Look, Jonathan, I'm sorry, I know the man. He's not a racist. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Surely by becoming a lord, he'd be admitting that he was never the salt of the earth bloke down the pub he's always tried to portray himself as. Well, he is as he is. That's him. He's that sort of bloke. He likes a drink, which we'll talk about later. I think democracy has spoken, Jonathan. And if you believe in freedom and democracy, when people speak, I didn't agree with leaving Europe for the reasons I've just said, but the people have decided that's what they want to do. We need to now make that work. People of America have decided that Donald Trump is their new leader, president-elect of America. So we have to go with the flow. We have to hope that it was the right decision, even if we didn't agree with it. So, Jonathan, get with the program, mate. Margaret Marshall says, well, to me, there's something about his eyes that say, beware. I'm friends with Trump, and you lot look out. He could be very good, or he could be very bad, depending on how you treat him. Yeah, good point. Nicola Ledbetter says, definitely not. The man's a fool, and I'm being polite. Nicola, how can he be a fool when he's probably become the best known politician in the country who's not really been elected? He's an MEP, but not been elected to Parliament. He's by no means a fool. Don't underestimate Mr. Farage, or should I say Lord F. Daniel Houston says, no, Baron or Earl would be better. Faye Gardner says, why not? At least he's tried to do the best for his country, unlike the rest that want to sit on their asses and let a foreign group of countries run us. Steve Jones says, no, no, please don't even consider it. He's an opportunist, he's a bully, and he's only interested in Nigel Farage. I really wish he'd go to America and set up camp permanently with Trump. And Brian Clough says, not the Brian Clough, God forbid there are enough buffoons in the world, in the Lords, without adding another. I think actually, Brian, you're completely wrong. I think he would be an absolute godsend to the House of Lords, Nigel Farage in the House of Lords. I think you wouldn't need to revise the House of Lords. I think Nigel being there would do it. But of course, you might have other views. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. You can always get in touch and let us know. I think we should have a whole load of rude and offensive emails on the programme next week.
Well, have the plenty come in all the time? So, yeah, okay.
Do they?
Hmm.
Give me one.
Well, I can't now. I'm not sat at my desk. Well, I need to go to a different desk to go and get the emails off. If you want plenty of rude emails, we got plenty.
Yeah? Well, let's do a few next week. Let's do a little a bit in the programme now. These are the dissenting voices this week.
Yep, that sounds like a good feature. Yeah, we'll give that a go.
JamesWellRadio@gmail.com, whether you're listening to us online, on your tablet, on your computer, even, I suppose, soon on your Samsung watch, or at your local radio station. Nice to have you with us. Tell your friends. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com is where you can get in touch. You can find us at jamesworldradio.co.uk. That's the website worth taking a look. Okay, listen, 2 pints of beer a day is good for you.
Yes.
Why am I not the healthiest person on the planet?
Do you have 2 pints a day? Or do you have 2 bottles? Because they're not quite pints.
Oh, do I need to drink more?
You're asking me if it's okay if you drink more.
This week, a study of 80,000 adults, big study this, conducted by the Pennsylvania State University, found that a pint or two a day could help reduce the risk of having a stroke or developing cardiovascular disease. And apparently, they've also found that eating blue cheese can help you live longer. Don't ask me why or how. I have no idea. Should we do the questions to the whale?
Questions to the whale? Yeah, of course we can. David Hazlitt.
Oh, dear. Are you going to read the questions out or should I read them out? No, you read them out.
Okay, now you're back on...
Because I haven't got them here.
Well, that's I don't give them to you deliberately so that you don't...
Oh, right, okay.
Otherwise, you'd be able to work out the answers before I... Okay.
Yeah.
David Hazlitt.
I'm listening.
James, comma. Now you're back on talk radio, comma. Will you be carrying on with your web-based show?
Well, of course, that's what we're doing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
We do this show all the time, don't we?
We do, yes. Otherwise, I have no purpose in life.
No, that's true. So this is, in fact, a charity, which is why we have to beg for donations to the program. We had a big donation last week, thank you very much indeed, which keeps the program going.
Brilliant.
Yeah, if you want to make a donation, of course, to help us going, keep us going, then we don't have to take quite as much advertising on the program. Just go to the website, jamesworldradio.co.uk. Click on pen pal. Click on PayPal, and you can send us a donation.
You can be a pen pal.
Six-figure sums, very gratefully accepted.
Indeed. Graham Hughes.
Hello, Graham.
A rip-off Britain on BBC One. Why do they need the 3 old bird presenters? Surely that's a rip-off in itself.
That's really rude. Basically, because they have to prove that they're giving work to older people on the television. You see, a lot of older men can get work on the television, say nothing. But apparently there's a rumour that once you're over 50 and a woman, it's difficult. So they want to prove that that isn't the case.
Andy Quick.
Hello, Andy.
When are you skydiving with me?
No, did my skydive, Andy, many, many years ago, and I've decided that perhaps... doing another one would not be a good idea.
Patrick Russell. What are we going to talk about when all this Trump stroke Brexit stuff peters out?
Well, you know, I've been doing this for 40 years, Patrick, and I can always find something to talk about. Even if it's you, Patrick, and maybe talking about you and your life, who knows? You may be the next topic of conversation.
Karen Clift. We have supermoons. Why do we never have a super sun?
Once we get a super sun, say bye-bye.
We do have super suns, though, don't we? We have solar flares on suns.
We have solar flares. That's different to a super... I mean, we've got a super moon because the moon has moved closer to us than it will be for another 40 or 50 years because of the elliptical...
The thing.
What's the word when you go around the...
The thing.
Orbit. The orbit. The elliptical orbit. And if the sun was to move any closer to the planet, we would feel it. That's another one of my favourite subjects, talking about climate change or the fact that it's quite a normal function
Yeah, you've been upsetting people again.
What, have we had emails?
Yes, we've had emails.
What? About what?
About climate change.
Climate change, it's a normal phenomenon. Don't worry about it. Carry on. Well, worry about if you want to worry about stuff. I mean, but nothing goes on forever. None of us go on forever.
I've got more things to worry about than how hot and cold it is outside.
Yeah, it's damp and miserable today where I am.
Just turn your heating up. That's all you got to do.
I don't do that. I put another log on the wood-burning stove and a little more pollution goes out. Anyway, carrying on.
Stuart Bailey, how do you feel about being a warm-up act for Ian Lee?
I love it.
Stuart Clark. Oh, Stuart Clark. We haven't heard from him for a while. He's the guy on the airlines.
Trolley Dolly. That's very rude. The trolley dolly.
Yeah, he's in Barbados at the moment.
Oh, great. Send us some pictures. Tweet us some pictures, mate.
Should I go to the hotel gym or the beach?
Go to the beach and have a glass of something rather nice.
Okay.
Well, and send us a picture of you on the beach.
Very good. Alan Goodfellow, should Trump buy himself a new presidential wig?
Well, he doesn't wear a wig, so why would you say such a ridiculously stupid thing? But go on.
He's also had a haircut recently, isn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah.
He can afford it now. Gene Matheson.
He could afford it before.
I'm going to turn the tables, Mr. Whale. Please ask me a question for my show.
Who's that?
Gene Matheson.
Make up your own bloody ideas. Don't nick mine.
Okay, and Wayne Bryant. Any paranormal topics coming up?
Might be. We should do something paranormal, shouldn't we?
We should get Yvette Fielding's husband on the phone.
Well, let's do that for next week's show.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go down the pub and administer some of my medication.
You're not on medication, are you?
No, but apparently a couple of pints here, a couple of pints there is very good for your health, as we just said.
Well, as long as you stop on two.
I'll try. We don't want me living forever. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you to Rob putting the program together. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends to join us. If it's really annoyed you, I'd really like to hear from you. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Saturday, of course, live on the BBC, and Monday to Thursday at Talk Radio. If you've never listened to Talk Radio, the new Talk Radio station, get the app. Tune in. It's on DAB. I'm there 7 o'clock Monday to Thursday in the evening. Or, of course, right here. And if you can't wait for any of those, go to the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, and you've got 100 and something.
This is 162.
162 hours of this complete and utter drivel to listen to.
Sorry about that.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.